Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
God told me to tell you he's standing. You're going to start seeing him show up in your stuff. He knows right where you lay. He knows the situation. He's not coming to destroy you. He's coming to heal you. He's coming to deliver you. He's coming to set you free. He's coming to take care of these issues that got your mind clouded up. You can't even raise your hands. You can't even give God the glory. When I say praise him, you be looking around. But you got to get your head together. You got to get your mind. God is trying to tell you something.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Examine the Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
I want to draw your attention to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses, I think it's 1 through 13, I believe. I know it's extensive, but I need to lay it, and I'll cover some new ground here at 11. And the word of the Lord reads like this, 1 through 10. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare or precious in those days. And there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And the child, and he said, I call not, lay down again. And he went and laid down again. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son, lay down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived. Some of us need to perceive some things. Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came, hallelujah, in person. The Lord came and stood and called as at other times. Here he says at this time, Samuel, Samuel. Glory to God. The Lord said, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Speak, for thy servant heareth. Again, I'm about to release this message, Examine the Covenant. This is part two. You can get part one this morning. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity to share on covenants with your people. The power, the connectedness of a covenant. And I know that many of us are not aware of what a covenant is and how vital it is. And you've chose to manifest yourself to your people and to the world through covenants. And I pray that as I teach, there will be an awakening to the power and the reflection that you're wanting to see in the earth of yourself and your character. And so, Lord, help me to teach with accuracy. Give me ears of the learned that I might speak with the tongue of the learned. Let the multitude that are assigned to this voice arise. And Father, even through cyber, I bless you. I thank you for bringing our people home. Again, protect the Ukraine and its citizens. Drive back the enemy. And Father, I thank you that angels are encamped around about your people. Let testimonies come out of this exchange. And I pray for safety. Preserve the innocent and punish the guilty. And God, save lives in the name of the Lord. Let America not rest and vacate and recline while the world is screaming. Help us to pay attention to what's going on around the world, and we will give you the praise for preservation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Could you put your hands together for the word of the Lord? It is already blessed. Thank you so much, minstrels. We bless you in the name of the Lord for your assistance. As we see in the text, I'll just briefly go over it here in 1 Samuel chapter 3. You got to read 1 Samuel 1 and 2 because his mother, Samuel's mother, he is the author of this book, but his mother was barren and she was crying out to the Lord. And Eli was so distant from her and her anguish that he thought she was drinking while she was praying. And it's amazing to me because we see those same kinds of things now. Pastors and leaders and folk, members of the church, can miss each other. We can interpret or see something that we think is real, but it's not real. The preacher looked at the woman that was crying out for a child, and he perceived that she was drunk. But she wasn't drunk. She hadn't been drinking at all. And then there are people who think their preacher is drunk and think you can judge something based on external influences, but you have to really investigate before you come up with a conclusion. And that's why we need to collaborate with each other and come out of our homes and come out of cyberspace and come out of our little networks and really learn to communicate with people without getting all funny about it. Because if it happened with Eli and with Samuel's mother, Hannah, it can happen to you. A misunderstanding that can divide the house. In chapter 2, God blesses her with the boy, and she went on to have other children. But she writes a song unto the Lord that every one of us should read, and you should see how this woman with no theological training, she never went to a Bible college, she has more depth of God than most people who've been studying the Bible for years. And we can preach about her prayer unto the Lord and her song unto the Lord for decades. It is powerful. It's full of theology. It's almost like she's been one of the chief speakers that you've ever seen before. And it is because the woman came out of anguish, turned her pain over to God. He answered her prayer. She didn't hold the preacher foolishly. She didn't come cussing and saying whatever to that man because he misinterpreted it. She put all of that back on the Lord and did what she said she was going to do by taking her son and giving it to the preacher. She said, if you bless me with a son, I'm going to give him to you. And she gave her son, my God, to the man of God. And that son became one of the greatest prophets Israel has ever seen. We got to learn how to turn our stuff over to the Lord. And in chapter 3, Eli is now in the company of this man. But this man is losing it. His name is Eli. Scripture talks about him becoming obese. He wasn't eating right. He'd never challenged his sons to obey the will of God. He was able to tell everybody else what to do, but wouldn't tell his own sons when to line up. And his eyes became dim. He allowed the light in the temple or near the Ark of the Covenant to go out, which is a no-no. His only job there is to make sure that the light never goes out. And I wonder how many of us haven't trimmed our lamps in a while. How many of us, the light, our light has gone out. We see dimly, but not brightly. And not only that, but he just became a little lazy in his position. And we all can become complacent in our positioning. And God wants us to learn from Eli and to grow. And the Bible goes on to say, and it came to pass that Eli lay down in his place. The word of the Lord was rare, that God began to speak. But he didn't speak to Eli. He spoke to the lad, the child called Samuel. Now Samuel could hear the Lord, but he didn't know the Lord. And I believe we're living in a time now where God is speaking to people who may not have a lot of theological training, haven't been in church for a while, but he's speaking to you. You just don't know it's God. And then there are those of us who've been in the way a long time. Notice I said those of us. You can be in the way a long time and you used to hear his voice, but you're so into self, into how you feel and what you think. We are so into ourselves. He's speaking, but we can't hear him right now. And God wants that to shift and to change. It is more dangerous to have known the mind of God and can't hear his voice anymore. But I believe God is trying to get us. He's a covenant-keeping God. And one of the reasons why he breaks through all of this filtering to speak to Samuel is because he made a covenant with the nation of Israel that he swore to. And because he swore to the covenant, he's willing to come back. Even though the leader is out of place, he's able to come back and to speak to the lad because he tied himself with the nation through covenant. And that covenant is so strong. God will move past other nations and move past other ethnicities and move past other people. If he made a covenant with you, he's going to come to secure that covenant. This message is designed to get all of us back to a place where we really trust in the Lord, man, and put our confidence in God and not put our confidence so much in people. We need to have some confidence in people, but can we put our confidence in the Lord? God is a covenant-keeping God, and whatever he promised you, he's going to fulfill it. For you, your family, for your children, your children's children, your children's children's children, your children's children, children's children, your children's children, 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 children. And I'll preach myself happy. God is concerned about your descendants. And you need to stand on your porch, honey, and say, God, I need you to touch my family because you are a covenant-keeping God. God visits this man that lost his sight or his vision for the nation and speaks to the lad that was laying there as well, calling him by name. And then we see after calling him the fourth time, he says his name twice, Samuel, Samuel. Anytime you see God pronounce something twice in the scripture, it means he's shifting a paradigm. Verily, verily, I say unto you, truly, truly, I say unto you, thou art Simon, 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 Barjona. Satan desires to have you, to sift you as wheat. Anytime you see him say it twice, double enunciation, it means he's shifting something afterwards. And he's letting Samuel and everybody else know, I dealt with prophets a certain way, but with you, it will be different. Thank you, God. He's a covenant-keeping God. Glory to God. Samuel told the boy, go lie down. He perceived that the child had been called on by God. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth thee. Then it says, and Samuel went and laid down in his place, and the Lord came and stood. Let me just help you. God knows right where you are. And you don't have to change where you lay down. Just be expecting him to come and stand where you lay. I believe God is moving beyond perfunction, as it were, and church. He's moving to personal relationships. And I feel led to tell you, expect yourself the dream. Expect God to stir you in the night season. Expect yourself to see something that you never seen before. How you doing, Omar? Expect to see God do some great. How you doing, Zena? Expect God to see you do some great things and to move you into places that you've never been before. God is at work in you, and God is going to fulfill his promise in you. He's not going to wait on me to come on with a message. He's not going to wait on a Sunday morning. It may be earlier Thursday morning. God's going to start showing up and shaking your life and getting you back into the place that you belong. God's gonna shake you. I asked him to arrest you. I'm asking him to handcuff you. I'm asking him to throw you in the back of that car. I'm asking him to interrupt your going and to put you right where you need to be. Lock you up just like you need to be locked up. And then he's going to set you free right where you need to be set free. He's going to loose the bonds of bondage in your life. But he's going to set free your mind so you can hear, and your ear so you can hear what the Spirit
Spirit. He's going to lock up your tendency and your attitude, and he's going to set free your potential to do what God has called you to do. You're not going to do what you used to do. You're going to do what God told you to do. If I had some praise up in here, I'll preach the word. What's wrong with you? You've been out of church too long. We need to get ourselves together. God is going to work his work in your life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Preach, Clark. Preach the word. Yeah, yeah, preach. Preach, preach, preach. Preach, Merton. Preach, woo, 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 woo. Preach, Merton. Do it the way I called you to do it. Because God is about to do something that he's never done before. He's going to come and stand at your bedside when you can't sleep. The next time he shakes you and wake you up, say, Lord, your servant hears you. That's why you got insomnia. That's why you can't sleep. That's why you wake up, because God is talking to you. Come on, Sealy. God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. And God is going to tell you something until you get it. The Bible said God, the Lord, came and stood with the boy. Very seldom do you see this kind of interaction with God. He did it because of his covenant. The Lord himself came and stood before the boy. And God told me to tell you, he's standing. You're going to start seeing him show up in your stuff. He knows right where you lay. He knows the situation. He's not coming to destroy you. He's coming to heal you. He's coming to deliver you. He's coming to set you free. He's coming to take care of these issues that got your mind clouded up. You can't even raise your hands. You can't even give God the glory. When I say praise him, you be looking around. But you got to get your head together. You got to get your mind. God is trying to tell you something. Thank you, God. I break every root in the name of the Lord. I don't know what's up. I break curses that's been sent over your life. Curses. I break, glory to God, deja vu in the name of the Lord. I break what the devil is trying to throw your way. God said, I'm standing next to you to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free. Ah, Jesus. And the Lord came and stood and called at other times. In other words, God says, I've visited you many times, but you didn't hear me. This is not the first time that I showed up. I've always been there. Every time there was a setback, you would have lost your mind. You would have lost your mind. You would have lost your mind if God didn't step up. He's the one that protected you. He's the one that kept it all together. And he's the God that did it before, will do it again. And I'm here to tell you, he's standing up again. This is your season to shift and to change. I don't care what the circumstance look like. I don't care what the munitions sound like. I don't care what's blowing up in your life. God is going to take care of this situation. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give him a praise, truth revealed. Send it out. I don't know what's wrong with you. You know what to do with this atmosphere. It's been a long time since I've seen you in the house. Let's give him a praise for his goodness. Come on, offer up a praise. There you go. That's it. Come on, receive this. The Holy Ghost is here. Ah, he's a covenant-keeping God. Ah, Jesus. Why would God choose Samuel? Because he's looking for leaders who are certain. Eli lost the lamp. He lost the fire. He let it burn out. But God is looking for assertive leaders. And if you're going to ever step into your next, you need to embrace assertiveness. All of you Snoop Doggy Dog descendants and Dr. Dre that love your halftime, I'm speaking to you right now. Rolling down the street, sipping on gin and juice with your mind on your money and your money on your mind. I'm talking to you. Lay back. Lay back with your mind on your money and your money on your mind. I'm talking to you. God is moving past people who are laid back, and he's looking for leaders who are assertive. And if you're going to be equipped and able to move into the new dimension that God has called us to, we need to make sure we're not laid back, we're assertive. Notice when Samuel, who didn't know the voice of the Lord, heard it. First of all, he thought it was his leader. The Bible says he ran to him. Some of us are way too laid back, man. God wants to do something special, but you can't be cool now. You've got to be assertive. He ran to him and said, "Sir, did you call me? I'm here. This is the midnight hour. This is not early in the morning. Glory to God. I can't call some of you at 3 a.m. and say, I need to pray." "Oh, what? Calling me? What?" The Lord can't call you. God could be standing there and say, "Hey, get up, get on up, get on the scene." You just, what? We got to be more assertive. Can somebody say amen? God is going to disrupt your condition. God is about to break forth into your peace, the peace that you made with yourself. God is about to break into that spot that you've created. It became a stronghold. I decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, and bringing into captivity every thought. Some of us have created strongholds that the devil is, he can't possess you, but he's living in your mind. You got to give it over to God. That's why I told him to arrest you. He gonna kick in the door, come in and arrest you and take you to jail. I'm talking about that disgruntled part of you. I'm talking about that angry part of you. I'm talking about that one that's got a stronghold, and take you to jail and release the peace of God in your life. Second thing God is looking for, why would he choose a Samuel that don't know him? The word hadn't been revealed to the lad yet. He's a novice. And some of us old coons have been in the way so long, nothing stirs up. Old daddies, old mamas. God wants us to get back to that fresh, vibrant, and dynamic way of receiving his word. Can somebody say amen? Where is the freshness in the worship? Where is the freshness in how we serve? Where is the people of God? Why won't we get hungry with God, hungry for God? Where is the hunger and the thirst? The Bible says, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you shall be what? All you got to do is get hungry and thirsty, and he will fill you up. Where is the hunger for the word? Why do we casually walk into the house of God when there should be an urgency? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Assertiveness. Number two, you must be accessible. You must be accessible. If you're ever going to become a leader here, covenant requires accessibility. You can't say, "I'm among the number, but we can't count on you to do what we need you to do." If we count you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 1,000. If we count you, can we count on you? Let me just help you. Most children can count on their mama. Most children. You're proof positive that happened, right? They wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for you. It's a little lax as it relates to dads, because 70% of households in the African American communities are led by single females. That's what we're trying to correct here at Truth Revealed. To raise up an army of men that never quit their family.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Examine the Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-0611. That's reference number 2203-0611.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Vacation Bible School Shining Star 2.0 is right around the corner. VBS will kick off on Monday, July 18th and run through Friday, July 22nd. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app or log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. Abishai-inspired men tickets are still available for Bishop's birthday breakfast and the regularly scheduled AIM Monthly Fellowship on Saturday, July 9th at the Tides Club, Patrick Space for Space. The cost is $25 and free for boys under 15. Purchase your ticket today at the communication and promotion counter or online at truthrevealed.org. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for more details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fishing Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.
Keep me ever in your